The title of this course is Helping Students Set Personal Application Goals. This course serves as the teacher training session number 6 for the Group Studies for New Christians. This course also serves as session number 8 for the Personal Studies for New Christians Teacher Certification Training. This is a foundational staff training course which will be very helpful for all staff, whether or not they are involved in teaching in the Teen Challenge classes. There is a PowerPoint presentation and a note sheet to use as you listen to this tape. Visit the website iteenchallenge.org and go to the staff training section to locate this course and the list of items you can download to use for personal study or for teaching others in your ministry. This session was taped at the Regional Teachers Seminar in Lincoln, Alabama in October 2008. The presenter is Greg Fisher.
To just get a show of hands from people of how many of you work with personal studies for new Christians at your center? Okay, that's a good number. And how about how many of you work with group studies? Okay, quite a few. All right, good. Well, personal application goals isn't just specific to those things, but that's where you're going to run across the personal application goals most often. But I know that this is it can be a frustrating thing to a lot of teachers and students. Last week I was at a Teen Challenge Center and with my wife and family, and we were helping with the classes for the week and doing some training there at the center. And one of the things that my wife did is went around the classroom and looked at people's personal application goals in the personal studies classroom. And she said every single one of them was very general. Like, I will learn to love God more. And I will learn to pray more. And so when I mentioned that we could do a class on helping set personal application goals for both the students and the staff there, they were quite excited about that. And so we spent some time, about an hour or so, working on how to set personal application goals. And that's what we're going to do here today. So, and I need to learn how to push this button here. I guess. Oh, it's got a on the side. There we go, I think. Hey, how about that? Well, this is like the puzzle piece, like Dave said, he had the puzzle out here, right there it is. This is another piece of the puzzle. In Teen Challenge, we use personal studies, we use group studies, we use personal application goals. I think this is a big piece of the puzzle, because if you're not able to apply the things that you're learning, it's not going to help you very much. Just like we talked at our last session, when students come in that seem to have a lot of Bible knowledge, but yet their lives are a mess. We talked about prisoners. Well, what about a pastor that comes into your program? I've had pastors come through the program. They know a lot about the Bible, and yet there's the personal application part that they're missing. And so that's what we're going to talk about here today. We say that this is a difficult task. It's difficult for students. Many of our students are not used to writing goals, especially goals applying scriptural principles to their lives. It's difficult for teachers. Amen? It is a hard thing to get across to our students what we're looking for. And sometimes, and I've done it, I'm sure I've seen other teachers do it too, where you say, well, you're going to have to rewrite these goals. And the student is sitting there scratching their head. What do you mean, rewrite these goals? What am I supposed to do? And the teacher is very frustrated because they don't know how to get this across to the students. So we're going to try to give you some tools here today in how to do that. And we say it's very important, and we've stressed that in a number of our sessions already today. It's very important that we work on personal application and having good goals. Satan's greatest lie, only believe. Only believe. You see, what we need to do is the personal application, God's view of personal application, the wise and foolish builders. Both heard the word, as we talked about earlier, but only the wise one applied it, built on the solid, on the rock instead of the sand. Hebrew model of education versus the Greek model. The Greek model is know the truth. Just learn the information. But of course, the Hebrew model is understand how the truth relates to my life. It's putting it into practice. Putting it into practice. Do it. Put it into action today and consistently. Chinese proverb, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. A lot of times, personal application goals can seem kind of overwhelming because we have these scriptural principles that we're wanting to apply, and yet it seems like such a huge mountain that we're trying to climb. But what we're asking is that we take one step in that positive direction. That single step, just like this proverb talks about. So where do we use personal application goals in Teen Challenge? Well, one place is character qualities, step 6. Character qualities class. How many of your centers use the character qualities? I think I'm seeing just about every hand go up. Wonderful. Some powerful material in here. The center I was just at the other day, and I think a lot of Teen Challenge centers are guilty of this, they start taking shortcuts. Do you know what the shortcut was that they did for character qualities? You don't have to worry about the goals in step 6. Not a good shortcut to take. They were just learning the information but not working on applying it. But that's what makes this stuff powerful, is because it's not just memorizing a character quality, but it's trying to find a way to put it into your life and start walking it out. Of course, Sunday sermon personalization class. Now, not all Teen Challenges do this. Sometimes we just require our students to take notes on the sermons. Well, it's the same thing. But we want to go one step further, not just take notes, but what we want to do is find some way to apply it to our lives. What's one scriptural principle that came out of that sermon that I can start using in my life to help me draw closer to God, to make me a better Christian, that I can use on a practical, personal basis? Personal reading class. Again, with personal studies, we give students books to read, tapes to listen to, DVDs to watch. It's not enough just to watch that, but we need to try to apply it to our lives. Help the students see, go beyond just learning the material, but applying it. Bible reading class, and also scripture memorization class. So all of these areas, not just these, there are a few more. Scripture memorization, book reports, we talked about that, Sunday sermon personalization class. Group studies. There's a few places in group studies where we ask the students to write some goals, how they're going to apply things to their lives. Of course, there's special projects that we have in personal studies and even in group studies from time to time. And Bible studies, special projects, that's what I just mentioned right there. Here's another quote. Helen Keller, I long to accomplish a great and noble task, but it is my chief duty to accomplish small tasks as if they were great and noble. We all want to do the big thing, but it's doing the little things and doing them right and doing them well, which eventually is the big thing. Okay, the four questions. Now, the reason we have this up here is this is where the foundation of setting a good personal application goal. And you'll have this in your notes. I also have a sheet that hopefully I'll have for you afterwards, a little handout that you can even give to your students. And it'll have a lot of this material there. First question is, where am I today And we can go on a little bit beyond that in regard to this particular scriptural principle or character quality, whatever it is that we're looking at to write goals on. Where am I today? Where does God want me to be in regard to this area of my life? And number three, what is one step that I can take today to begin moving in the right direction? One step that I can take today to begin moving in the right direction. And number four, how can this step be measured? How can this step be measured? All right, let's take a look here. Marks of a good personal application goal. Now, if you've... I remember some of this used to be on the back. Here it is. It's hidden in the middle now. In the redesign. But in scripture memorization class, they have the characteristics of a good personal application goal. It is simple. It is specific. It is meaningful. It is practical. It can be measured. And it's helpful. It helps you. Years ago, this used to be on the back of this book. And a lot of times when I was working with students in personal studies and they were having difficulty with application goals, I'd say, find your scripture memorization class book and turn to the back cover and take a look. And what we've done since then is even put it on a little piece of paper and put it in their study carol so they can just take at a glance, take a look at that thing and see what we're looking for. Another quotation from Philippians, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me. We see goal setting in the Bible, pressing on. Paul, who we see is a great champion of the faith, yet he's pressing on to grow stronger in Christ. And that's what discipleship is all about. Now I want to use a little illustration here. In goal setting with those four questions, but we're going to kind of do a practical thing. This isn't something that we'd actually do in the classroom, but we're going to say, let's say we're going to travel from here to, oh, I don't know, let's just pick a city, Kansas City. Travel from here to Kansas City. I don't know if it's 2,000 kilometers. I still had this on here from when I was in Prague. So we had to pick a city in from Prague that was 2,000 miles away. Ask the four questions. Where am I today? We are in Lincoln, Alabama, right? And where are we going to go? Well, we're going to go to Kansas City. What's one step I can take? And how can this step be measured? Well, we're going to have to ask ourselves a few questions before that. How are we going to travel? We're going to go by plane or by car? No, the sound. Sound's not working on this one. We'll have to get the sound fixed. I got sound effects on this one. How are we going to travel? Which direction are we going to go? You know what? This might be a determining factor. Money. You know, if we have enough money, we can buy a plane ticket, bus ticket. There's a lot of different questions we have to ask before we can actually even set the goal. Get a map. How much money do we have? Mode of travel. How far are we going to go each day? Is anyone traveling with me? Now, the reason I'm bringing these things up is a lot of times this happens when we're writing a goal in personal studies. You see, none of these are goals. But these are all questions that need to be answered before we can actually write the goal. And a lot of times our students get caught up in this thing, well, I'm going to look up five verses on this subject. Or I'm going to pray about this particular thing. And see, they're not actually taking a step in that direction. They're still doing what I call preliminaries. And this stuff has to be done, but it's not the actual goal. We're not trying to go the whole distance in one step. We want to take one step in that direction. So what I would suggest is that in this illustration that we just had, we need to make some decisions. Let's say we're going to go by car. Let's say that we want to travel 8 hours a day, drive 8 hours a day. So we've come up with some decisions here, and we have to get a map or an atlas or some type of navigational thing and figure out how far can we go in 8 hours. What city is that going to be? What highways are we going to take? And so our goal would be something like, I will drive from Lincoln, Alabama to, 8 hours from here. What would that be? Nashville? Or is that, can you get to Nashville and Memphis? About 8 hours? And that's heading in the right direction. So, does that sound about right? I'll go from here to Memphis on the first day. All right. That's our goal. Now, if we put the questions to it, does that help me? Can that be measured? At the end of the first day, how can it be measured? Where are you? You'd have to be in Memphis if you were going to be successful in applying that goal. Now, notice we didn't end up in Kansas City on the first day. We were only in Memphis. But we see we took a positive step in that direction. We were moving in that direction. And that's what we want to see. If you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. That's why it's so important to have goals. This is the direction we want to go. We want to move in this direction. Sunday sermon personalization class. Years ago, we used to actually have a meeting in our center where we would sit down on Monday morning and talk about the notes that we had from Sunday's sermons. And everybody, all the students, would have a chance to talk about what spoke to them the most and what kind of goal they were going to set. And then we met again 2 days later to talk about what happened when you try to put that goal into practice. Well, we heard a missionary speak, and he talked about preaching the gospel to the whole world. And one student, he said, man, that was a great sermon. What a fantastic message. I want to preach the gospel to the whole world. And that was his goal between Monday and Wednesday. Now, that's a wonderful goal, but we needed to break that down into a step that could be accomplished in those two days' time. So, what are some possible goals that a student in Teen Challenge Induction could do within the rules to move in that direction? Can we get some suggestions from anybody? I got a few up here, but we'll just see what we come up with. What's that? Practice his 3-minute testimony. Okay. Encourage other students with what's happening in his life, are you saying? Okay. All right. Very good. Doing a devotional in front of the other students. Very good. Anything else? Wonderful. You heard this teaching before. No. That's what he actually did do. Yep. Now, another suggestion I have is writing letters. Many times students do have people that they can write to that aren't saved, or just even telling their family what's happening in their lives. Let's see what we did have up here. Write a letter to an unsaved brother and share with him what the Lord is doing in his life. So that is one way of accomplishing this particular goal. Share my testimony in church on Wednesday. And a number of you suggested similar things. share my testimony with two new students coming in the program. And that was the actual goal that he came up with. We had two new students coming in that day. And so he shared his testimony with them. And on Wednesday, they were still sitting there and could even verify that he did indeed do that. And here's another one, phone calls. Some centers have phone calls on weekends or whenever, but sometimes phone calls are allowed that students could share with an unsaved relative what's happening in their lives. So there's some very practical things that this student could have done to accomplish this goal. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Share your testimony on a radio program. You can share with a whole lot of people that way. That can be scary too. I was in a radio station one time in England, and they recorded a little interview with me that was going to play at 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning. And I thought, well, not many people are going to hear this. Well, on the way out of the radio station, we stopped by the studio where they were broadcasting, and this was BBC Radio. And they waved me into the studio and started asking me questions about the American drug problem. And then they said this question, what do you think is the answer? And I thought, well, they're not going to put me in, Lord, you didn't put me in front of this mic not to say anything. And so I started talking about Jesus and how he changes lives, and I thought, well, they're going to shut me down right away. They didn't. We talked for 20 minutes. Afterwards, I said, well, about how many people listen this time of day? He said, well, we go into Europe and all over, about 5 million. I was sure glad I didn't know that beforehand. It happened really fast. But you never know where you're going to have opportunities, and so... You know, we need to encourage our students, even in the program, there's opportunities for them to share the gospel with people. And they can be creative in how to do that. Write a song. Write a poem. There's all kinds of different things. Types of goals to avoid are what I call bad goals. Reaction goals. If this happens, then I will do this. If my roommate throws his dirty clothes on my bed, I won't get mad. Okay, well, that goal is totally depending on his roommate throwing dirty clothes on his bed. So, but you see those kinds of goals. If this happens, then I will do this. Prayer goals. So many students want to say, well, I want to pray about this. You know, in Teen Challenge, we say that's a given. They should be praying about these things. Unless the verse deals with prayer, I think prayer shouldn't be part of the goal. You know, there are verses that deal with prayer, and then that's very appropriate for prayer to be a part of that goal. Now, it can be praying in another way where they maybe meet with a student and pray with that student, but just praying about something is, I think, the easy way out. Bible reading goals. Same kind of a thing. I'm going to look up so many verses. I'm going to do this and do that. I would a lot of times call that a preliminary. Unless maybe it's the verse studied to show thyself approved. Well, obviously that's talking about study. But it's easy for students to kind of get in a rut and always have the same kind of goal. And so we want them to be creative and use a variety of goals. Being more spiritual, I'll learn to love the Lord more. A very general goal. How are you going to do that in a specific way? Helps for writing good goals. Now these are fun things here. Involve another person in the goal. You might not be able to do that every time, but that certainly makes it much easier to measure that goal if another person is involved. Set a specific time when you will do your goal. Now, it's different in different places how long you have to do a goal. Some centers don't really put a time limit. They just don't want you to do it the same day. If you write goals for scripture memory verse, you can't go to the next step until the next day. I've been at some centers that say you have to work on your goal for 3 weeks before the goal is finished. I think that's a long time. But I've seen some centers say 3 weeks and all kinds of things in between. Look up the scripture verse in different translations to get a better understanding of how to apply it to your life. Sometimes a student will stare at that verse and wonder, how can I do this? Well, you know, look it up in another translation. Dave mentioned the Message Bible, the New Living Translation. How about the Amplified Bible? I mean, you can get a much deeper meaning of what that scripture is saying. And it can really give you some insight in how to set some personal application goals. Use the Life Application Bible. You know, that Bible is all set, and you know, it's designed to help you apply scriptures to your life. And maybe that verse that you're working on is in there, and they might even have some helps on how to apply it. That might be one of the focus verses. And I mentioned earlier about poems and songs. You know, that's amazing. Or even drawings, artwork. I've seen some fantastic stuff from students at times, and just illustrating a biblical truth. And they can share it with other students. And so this can be a powerful way for helping in writing goals. It's not good enough to stop a negative behavior, but you need to begin moving in a positive direction, a new behavior or attitude. A lot of times, students are focused on stopping the negative. But we need to go beyond that, and what's a positive behavior that you can go? Taking that positive step, that step in the positive direction. And we need to help students see that. What's the positive thing? You know, I won't get angry anymore. Okay, well, what can you do instead of getting angry? You know, maybe you can pray with that brother. Maybe you can find a way to bless that brother or sister that's causing you to get angry. Maybe your goal can have something to do in resolving some issues that are between you, having some time to talk with that person. So there's things that can be done to move the person in a positive direction. Keep your goals short, simple, and practical. Don't get too complicated with these goals. We're trying to take one step in that direction, not the whole thing. One step. Focus on what's going on in the present, not far down the road. You know, it has to do a lot with what's happening today in your life. And so that's important that the student keeps that in mind. And of course, you as a teacher, you're helping them. You're going to be asking some questions. You know, sometimes it's tempting to just give them a goal to put down. You know, spell it out for them. But that's not going to help that student learn the skill of writing a good goal. Character qualities class. There's a list of questions that are there. And it's not questions that they actually have to answer, but those questions are there under each character quality definition to help get a better understanding of what this character quality is dealing with. And many times, those questions can give the student some insight in where this can apply to their life. Also, we have the opposite quality there. Maybe they have difficulty understanding where the positive quality fits in, but if they can see the opposite quality, and then, of course, the steps in character qualities, think about a time that you didn't use this quality, you know, those places can help in formulating some good personal application goals. And how about this last one? Part of it's missing there. It's ask students and staff for ideas of things that you may need to work on. You might have difficulty thinking of some things, but you know what? If you ask your roommate or ask some of the other students in the program. You know, do you see some areas that I need to work on with this particular character quality or scripture verse? I have a feeling that they're going to get a good sized list of things that they might need to work on. And maybe even some other some staff members. You know, I have this in personal studies, and I'm not sure what I need to do. Do you see an area that I need to work on in this? And I think a lot of staff would be happy to have that question put to them by a student. And it can really give some help to that student in coming up with some very meaningful goals. All right, well, we're going to do a little practice right now. And we'll just kind of have this as a discussion time. But a lot of Teen Challenge Centers use 2 Corinthians 5:17 as a scripture memory verse. I know I've seen a number of them do that. And that's not always an easy verse to write goals on. It's a great verse, isn't it? I mean, that's basically the theme verse of Teen Challenge. But how do you write some goals for this? Any ideas? Yes, sir.
Make a list of some of the old habits and characteristics that you were and compare them to what you've become as a new creature in Christ.
Okay. Listing some of the old characteristics and also listing godly character qualities and things and having a comparison. I think that's good. Yeah, and some other ideas similar to that? Or something different?
What says the old has gone? Talk about some of the new that you're doing now in your life.
Okay.
Such as incorporating Bible reading, prayer, time alone with God, that helps you become that new creation. What are the things you're doing before that step?
All right, talk about some of the new things. How would you formulate that in a goal?
I have a new attitude.
Yeah. Okay, Doug.
And, you know, keeping in mind that a good goal is measurable. We had a student from Selma recently who he likes to talk a lot about the stuff he used to get into. Based on this verse, we said, how does this verse calibrate what you'll talk about and what you won't talk about? Listen.
Amen.
How it, you know, controls what you say, what you're thinking about, and you know, not to breathe life into that which the Bible says is dead.
Amen. I think that's a good approach. There's things in many, especially when this verse is used in the first part of the program, there's a lot of behaviors and things that are happening that need to go away. And the student can take a look, what are the old that needs to go away and what are the new things that need to be put on? And so they can actually list some of these things that need to be put away. It's almost like the scripture verse where I put off the old and put on the new. And I think this verse can be looked in that way. I heard someone give an example of a goal where, you know, in the past, since I've been here, I've lied 3 different times. And I'm going to go to these people and confess and get it right. And so that is, in a sense, putting off the old. The old is gone, the new has come. And making things right. We had the example of talking about the new things. It might be good to involve another person and say, I'm going to talk to a couple of people and just talk about the new things that have happened in my life since coming to Christ and what I see is different. Maybe a student has difficulty seeing some of the new things. And maybe a goal could be ask a few different people, what things do you see in my life have changed since I've come here? To show that I am a new creature in Christ, a new creation. And so there's some different kinds of things like that.
In keeping with that, you know, a goal would be to, I'm going to ask people that I know that have gone to advanced day students, the old they see in me.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to ask 2 new students, the new
Sure. And you see, these are practical things, but they meet all these different marks. They'll be very helpful. They can be measured. They're simple things. It's not a huge thing that we're wanting the students to do, but we want it to be meaningful and move in that positive direction. Let me see here. We just did this little exercise last week, and one of the students said, I want to write some letters making amends to people that I've wronged. And again, we were talking about this particular scripture verse, and I thought that's a very practical way to apply this verse. So I said to somebody, write that down for me. I want to get some of these ideas. Any other ideas as we're talking about verses, or maybe character qualities or different things that you've had difficulty helping students with? It's a good time to get some ideas from other people.
That was always a hard time setting attitude goals. They're so abstract.
Yes.
So I guess one simple one is just recognizing that your old thinking and your new thinking.
Mm-hmm.
My goal today is to try to specifically target my Vietnam on a rabbit trail of my negative.
Sure. Right. Well, attitudes and a lot of times there can be a positive behavior that goes with it. You know, I'm thinking of like gratitude. You know, if you're working on character quality, gratitude, it could be easily formulated in such a way that I'm going to go to five people and thank them for some input that they've had on my life. And so it can start showing that attitude. Or maybe respect. They can come up with ways that they can show respect to people. And putting, you know, and simple, it's still a simple thing, but it's something they can do that moves them in that direction instead of having the nebulous idea of, I'm going to show respect. So, but that's a good point. Some of those kinds of things that you have to kind of break it down into smaller steps. Anybody else? Go ahead.
I had a question as to how you recommend the character quality class be broken down. Like, for example, in our center, we use a 3-day process. They do steps 1, 2, 3. They have to wait 24 hours, do 4, 5, 6 with the personal goal sheet, and then the third day they can do to spread it out so they actually have time to...
Right.
Why? Is that the recommended way? Is anybody doing something different?
I think it's pretty typical that there's a time frame in between, especially after step 6 and before you finish, because they need time to actually do that. And certainly, you know, it's important that the teachers working on step 6 take time to look at those goals and make sure they're meaningful goals. A student might be an expert at writing a really good goal, but it's not meaningful to them. And so that's important that you see that this is something that's really going to help them and be meaningful. I remember when I would help a student sometimes and they were on the right track, I didn't want to discourage them. And so I would almost like draw a target on a piece of paper and I say, you know what? You're on the right track. You're actually hitting the target, but we're over here and we want to try to make this a little more specific and meaningful so we can hit the bullseye with this thing. So this can really help you in your life. And just to illustrate what we're trying to do, because you don't want to frustrate the student when they're working at this thing trying to set some goals, but we want to do things that will help them. And hopefully some of these tools can be a help to you in the classroom and also to your students, because this is a really important thing, the skill of writing character qualities. Developing good personal application goals is a skill that will be useful for a lifetime. And it's not just in Teen Challenge. Now, you mentioned character qualities. One thing that we've done a number of years ago is actually kind of taken the final test for scripture memorization class and developed one very similar to that for step 8 in character qualities. So that way, when they come to step 8, we give them that form. And it's not just writing out the character quality and the opposite quality and the verse that goes with it, but it's reporting on what happened when you try to put this goal into your life. into practice. And so I have some of those things with me if you're interested in that kind of a thing. But that gives them a much better reporting mechanism on step 8. And for more information, we hope to have something on our website very soon on these things. We'll talk about that in the later session, some of the stuff that's coming soon. Amen? Oh, one more comment? Okay. Question. Uh-huh. Right. That's a good question. And we can talk about that some. The question was, at a crisis center, they have the ladies only 4 weeks. And what kinds of things can we work on in the four-week time? And one of the questions I would say is, where do your ladies go from there? And you'd probably want to work with the center that they're going to, or the centers that they're going to, and talk with them as to what types of curriculum they would want you to start out with. You may be able to start out with the Personal Studies Unit 1, and that way that the next center can pick up where you left off. Or maybe you'll have some other curriculum that you can use in the meantime, if they would prefer to do that once they get to your center. But I would certainly think Unit 101, 102, and so on in the personal studies would be very appropriate in the crisis center situation. So, but you would have to work with your centers that you're sending your students to. Is that right? Yeah, but you probably have a certain number of centers that you're working with, and maybe what you need to do is come up with what you're going to do and let your centers know this is what the people will be doing or working on, and send that material along with them when they go to the center. So the teachers there will be able to pick right up. And that would be fine. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Would be helpful because they can do that over to develop those parent qualities as they move to their personal studies.
Sure.
And if you set a goal for them to do one a week while they're there, some basics like security and
Absolutely, and it'd be very good. And I think it's very important that students are working on things like that already, right at the start. I've seen some crisis centers where they just kind of sit around or maybe work in jobs or something like that, and they get to the actual center and it's like, wow, what am I into now? And I've seen other crisis centers where, I mean, the students come and they are ready to go in the program and on fire for the Lord. And I mean, that's the kind of student you like getting. And those are good crisis centers. Anything else? Alan.
Can I add a comment?
Sure.
On Gary's question a while ago about the length of